gentlemen. This is Don Wilson taking you backstage in Hollywood for a preview peek at the songs and antics in Jack Benny's new Paramount picture, Man About Town. The setting is London, where we find Jack Benny surrounded by 50 delicious girls in 6 beautiful flavors. But the girl Jack wants for his 7th special flavor, and who can blame him, is giving Phil Harris a break. It's Dorothy L'Amour, and she and Phil are on the stage rehearsing that Sentimental Sandwich, the song hit by Frederick Hollander and Frank Lesser. Cozy in a corner, Dorothy and Phil are repeating with their eyes what they're saying in the song, while poor Jack watches them, squirming with jealousy in the best Benny manner.
I'm hungry for something, but it seems so far away. That sentimental sandwich that we shared one day. You're hungry for something. Nothing fancy, nothing new. One sentimental sandwich coming up for two. Gee, we were poor, and though fate has changed our scenery, gee, the allure of that broken down old beanery. We're hungry for something, not for love, not for wine. That sentimental sandwich that was yours, that's mine.
Jealousy, that green-eyed monster. Jealousy, especially where Phil Harris is concerned, starts Jack Benny on his Casanova career in London. Jack's the man about town, the man about town. At least he wants to be. So Jack wangles a meeting with a mysterious Lady Arlington, accepts an invitation to spend a weekend at her country home, and takes Dorothy L'Amour and Phil Harris along to prove to them that he is really a man about town. But poor Jack forgets to find out whether or not Lady Arlington is married.
I have never been in a spot like this in my life. And all because you had to blow your mouth off.
Me? What did I say?
You practically said that no woman was safe if I was anywhere in the vicinity.
It was really you that said that. I just repeated it. And to whom did you repeat it?
To him. To her husband. Maybe you can lie out of it.
Tell Sir John that there's never been anything between you and Lady Arlington.
What do you mean, lie? Are you implying that there has been anything between us?
Well, I thought you...
Oh, never mind what I said.
I hardly know them.
And what right she have to call me up anyhow? She knew she was married.
Blackmail.
Blackmail?
Of course. Her husband is probably in cahoots with her.
That's it.
What are you doing?
Getting out of here. That's what I'm doing.
Can't do that, Bob. If you run out now, you're admitting you're guilty. Then when Arlington kills you, there's no jury in the world who'll convict him.
Well, if Arlington kills me, I really won't care whether they convict him or not.
Don't lose your nerve, Bob. We'll bluff it out.
Yeah, how can we bluff it out with everything you've said?
I don't know what I've said. I've said so many things.
Yeah, and the most important thing you said was that the girl was going to be here tonight at this party.
All right, there'll be a lot of people here. Pick out a girl, play up to her. Arlington doesn't know what girl we're talking about.
Pick out a girl, eh? Well, with my luck, she'll be married, and then her husband will kill me, too. No matter how you figure it, I'm a dead pigeon.
Let's leave poor Jack somewhere between the frying pan and the fire while we listen to a really great number played by Matty Malnick and his orchestra. It's that jitterbug frenzy, Fidgety Joe, sung for you by still another girl that Jack would love to date, and who wouldn't, Betty Grable.
There's a man that hangs around the bandstand all night long. He's wacky, he's goofy, he's silly. He goes slightly crazy when they play his favorite song. Who is he? I ask you, who is he? It's Fidgety Joe. Doesn't care to dance a thing, but when those swing hands start to swing, he's beating out the rhythm blow by blow. That's Fidgety Joe. Shakes his head side to side when Mr. Trumpet takes a ride. Don't ask him what he's doing, he don't know. He says music sends him out of his head, but there's nothing that sends him home to bed. He's the whole show. Can't read notes, he he's not that smart, but he knows every lick by heart. The great Sikowski of the second row. There he sits, throwing spins over all the latest hits. Whoa, fidgety Joe.
Out of this fix. Whom can he turn to for aid but his worst friend and severest critic, his favorite valet, his chief cook and bottle washer, Jack Benny's special getter out of trouble, Rochester. And here's Jack calling Rochester on the long distance phone.
Hello? Yeah, this is me, boss. Is that you? How are you making out the party?
I'm making out fine. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. But right now, you've got to do something for me. Get the car and bring one of those showgirls up here.
Well, I sort of plan on using the car myself.
Oh, I just hate to ruin your weekend, Rochester, but I need the car, and besides, it happens to be mine.
Well, it also happens to be out of gas.
Out of gas? It was full when I left.
Yeah, I know. But them termites will drink anything.
Never mind about the termites. Now get one of those showgirls and drive up here as fast as you can.
Well, I don't know if I can get a hold of one of them showgirls, boss. You know, you told them they could have the night off.
Well, say I've changed my mind. Say there's a special rehearsal. Say anything. But get the girl.
Okay, boss, I'll try.
Don't say you'll try, Rochester. You've got to do it. It's a matter of life and death.
Is you in the jam, boss?
I certainly is in a jam. And if you don't hurry out here, it might be too late.
You know, you're giving me a terrible case of curiosity. Don't you want to give me no hint, even?
Yes, I'll give you a hint. Unless you're here with a girl inside of an hour, you're fired. You want a better hint than that, do you?
No, sir.
Oh, in Rochester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bob.
Put back that cigar.
Rochester rushes up to Lady Arlington's country home with a whole troop of girls. And then the fun really starts. And it doesn't end until Jack puts on the biggest show of his career with scores of the most beautiful girls that Hollywood has ever put on the screen. Here's one of the hit songs of the show. Dorothy L'Amour with an exciting chorus of 100 voices singing Strange Enchantment.
Strange enchantment fills the moonrise. There's a breeze like sandalwood and wine. Strange enchantment lies in your eyes, saying please, oh please, tonight be mine. When the moon has gone in the blue dawn, and we go on. Darling, I'll be dreaming of this moment with a strange enchantment in my heart.
Tomorrow's gone.
be mine. Oh, please tonight be mine.
Does Jack Benny ever get to be a man about town? Does he ever satisfy that great ambition to be known from Broadway to Mayfair as Beau Brummel Benny? Well, you know Jack as well as I do, folks, but I'll give you a little hint. The following people are working against him: Dorothy L'Amour, Edward Arnold, Vinnie Barnes, Monty Woolley, Isabel Jeans, Phil Harris, Betty Grable, E.E. Clive, the Mary Labbitt Dancers, Matty Melnick's Orchestra, and the Peanut Troupe. The only one who's trying to help him is his Sunday evening pal, Rochester. And you know how much help Rochester gives Jack. You'll see the whole gang soon in Paramount's picture, Man About Town.